morning I'm sharing from the book of 1 John. We've just read it, and interesting to me, a lot of people are given, when they're saved, the book of John. You give them a little gospel, just the book of John. I think when somebody's first saved, I think they should read the book of 1 John, new Christians, and then after that they should read 1 and 2 Peter. I think that's where they should start, because that's practical, that's living right where you're going to face tomorrow, is right there, and where you're going to face today. So this week has been an interesting week. Let me read this verse, 1 John 5:19. We know that we are held firm by God. It's only the people of the world who continue in the grip of the evil one. Washington State, December 2008. Sir. Olympia! How did you feel when you saw it on TV? Right next to the nativity scene, we are told that there is no God, there are no angels, there's no life after death, there is no salvation, there is no nothing. How do you feel this week when you see that on TV? I was mad. I was angry. I was disgusted with our governor. I had all kinds of emotions. The Bible says that we're to seek the truth, and if we seek the truth, it will set us free. So in reading through 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, I got the truth. What can we expect from unbelievers? Unbelief. We can't expect belief from unbelievers. We know that we are held firm by God. Are you held firm by God? Yes, and it was proven to me this week when I saw it on TV, because there was no question which side I was on. Is there any question in your mind which side you were on when you saw that? No. It affirmed my faith, so rejoice. I know who I believe in, and I know he's holding me firmly. And he hasn't let go, even sometimes when I want to. He holds on to me, okay? It's only the people of the world who are still in the grip. Sure. Those people that put that sign up are in the grip of the evil one. Okay. In 1 John 2:15, we read, don't love the world's ways. Don't love the world's goods. The love of the world squeezes out the love of the Father. Wow. The scriptures are coming absolutely alive. As we face problems, if we go here instead of to our emotions or just our head, if we go here, we see what's happening. Those people love the world's ways, they love the world's goods, and the love of the Father is squeezed out because they're so in love with the world, they can't be in love, and they don't want anything condemned, yada, 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 yada. Okay? Then in 1 John 2:14, it says, your fellowship with God enables you to gain victory over the evil one. Woo! What keeps me out of the world and loving the world and having the world's viewpoint or the world view of the people who aren't saved, the unbelievers? My fellowship with God enables me to gain victory over the evil one. Woo! I love this as it started to develop. Then we go to 1 John 2:28. And now, children, stay with Christ. And then I love this next phrase. Live deeply in Christ. It says abide in Christ in the King James, which means to stay in a given place, in a state or a relation or expectancy. To continue in, to dwell in, to endure, be present, remain in, stand, or tarry there. So live deeply in Christ. Then we'll be ready for him when he appears, ready to receive him with open arms, with no cause for red-faced guilt or lame excuses when he arrives. Honest to goodness, does that kind of put it in a nutshell? Amen. We know where we are, we know where we stand, and you know, this incident in Washington has given Christ an opportunity to be manifest, and it's us. Dare we stay silent? I think not. We need to speak up and say, how sad, you're missing the meaning of Christmas. You need the truth. Let me share it with you. Amen? Let's use it as a springboard to talk about Christ and talk about the nativity and what Jesus has done in our hearts. And then let's take it also as a confirmation of knowing, who do we really belong to? I belong to Christ. I am set firmly in the family of God. And he's the one that's keeping that commitment that I've made. Not just me, but he's helping me. He's doing it in me and through me. Let's stand and let's stay these two verses as we go into worship. We know that we are held firm by God. It's only the people of the world who continue in the grip of the evil one. And now, children, stay in Christ. Live deeply in Christ. Then we'll be ready for him when he appears, ready to receive him with open arms, with no cause for red-faced guilt or lame excuses when he arrives. Live deeply in Christ. Let's celebrate him this morning.